Robin, first, thank you very much for calling me here at the 680 News Studios, especially because you are, of course, touring around Canada. You were recently here in Toronto, and from what everybody says, it was a fantastic show. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
I have to ask, though, how are you feeling? Because I know about a month ago or so, you were supposed to perform here in Toronto, and you became ill. Is everything okay?
Yeah, of course. It was a month ago, so I feel all right now.
Well, fantastic, because I want to make sure that you're at your best, because the other congratulations is the fact the Grammy Awards, you're on the list for a nomination. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
How does it feel that, you know, after, you know, all of these years, because we're talking about the 90s into, after 2010, I mean, you've done so extremely well with your songwriting. How does it feel that after all these years, you're still able to connect with fans, old and young?
I'm so happy about this album and the way it's reaching people. And the people that are coming to see my shows are all kinds of people from everywhere. It's girls my age who kind of knew me from my first album, and there's a huge gay following and hipsters and like some girls from the hood, and you know, it's really like a mixed audience, and I'm really excited about playing for an audience like that. It's kind of endearing and moving, like when I look out over the room sometimes when I'm playing and I see all these different kinds of people in the same room together. It's really cool.
See, what I love about you is, and I want to get a little bit into your career also, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but you can go into this techno thing, one thing, and then this sort of like, I don't know, this R&B groove the next second. And I love that about you.
Thanks. Thanks. I try to do, you know, things that are just inspiring to me, you know, and sometimes it gets a little messy. Like I end up doing too many different things. I'm a fan of Johnny Cash and the Ramones, you know, for doing just one thing all of their lives. I think that's cool. And that's how you maybe get to where you really figure your sound out, you know, finally somewhere down the line. So I'm trying to be less eclectic, actually, because, you know, I think the bass for me is always a good song in the mood, like in the lyric, that really gets to me. But then it's like, you know, I grew up listening to pop music in the 80s and dance music in the 90s and all that stuff that started mixing in Europe during that time where pop music and hip-hop and club music started mixing, you know, is a big influence on this record. So it sounds like a little bit of everything, I guess.
I want to talk a little bit now about your career getting into this business. Your parents both, and correct me if I'm wrong, both were in the theater?
Yeah, they're still in the theater. My dad is a director and my mom's an actress.
So when you started getting into the music business, what was the attraction for you in the beginning?
I just wanted to make music, you know. It was kind of, I got into it by chance, you know. It wasn't a plan I had for myself. I was just asked to, you know, if I wanted to make a record, and I was writing songs and I was really excited about recording my songs and get to be in a real studio and stuff, but I never had my eyes on, you know, the music industry or becoming a pop star in the sense, you know, in the way we kind of look at pop stars nowadays. When I was a kid, there were no idols, no TV shows like that. I was just enjoying making music, and I was a club kid, you know.
Well, like I said, though, you had a lot of soul too, because during the 90s, when you released Show Me Love and Do You Know What It Takes, I mean, I swear, I was like, I didn't know that she was white. I didn't know she was from Sweden. I thought you were like, you know, the hip black chick from New York City, whatever, because you had such a universal sound. And it must have been thrilling for you knowing that you were being played on whatever charts, and it didn't matter skin color, whatever. I mean, everybody was digging your music.
Yeah, it was cool. It was one of those songs that just hit, you know, I guess, everybody in the Broadway. it's exciting. And it was one of the first songs that Max Martin was successful with in the States. So we had that kind of first experience together, which is really cool. And someone I've worked on this album with as well. And I still perform Show Me Love when I tour. I still play it live.
Well, with this album, though, when you decided to write this, what were your thoughts? Was there anything that you wanted to concentrate on? Because, again, it's such a great mix of techno and pop and R&B and so many other things, though. What was the thought in mind when you were first deciding to record this?
I wanted to continue on what I had started on the last album. It wasn't like I was going back in and trying to reinvent anything. I was just kind of, for me, it was a continuation of what we were already doing. So we started writing, and that's always the base and the beginning for everything for me, like just writing songs, beautiful melodies that carry any kind of production. And then sound-wise, you know, I was, as always, listening to the things I grew up on, which was everything from Prince and Michael Jackson to KLF and Technotronic and Nena Cherry and all of those, like, more commercial but still, you know, music that was connected to some kind of underground movement that happened in the 90s in Europe, you know, where club music and hip-hop started mixing with pop music.
But you're one of the few artists right now that can do that kind of dance music and still tell a story. There are other artists who may, you know, the most important thing is really what the beat is all about. For you, though, you still try to mix in not just great beats, but it still has to do a great storyline. The lyrics still have to complement what the music is all about.
Yeah.
What is it like for you, like, when you do that, though? I mean, how do you balance that out without one overpowering the other?
I don't think that they're two different ingredients, you know, that you just mix together in the perfect blend. It's like writing a song is it takes time, and it's something you go back and forth with, and you redo stuff, and you follow your gut, and it's not science. It's something very kind of organic and delicate, but at the same time very simple. So it's hard to explain.
You know, and it's probably something that you probably can't, because it's got to be something that's just inside and it just comes out like spurts. And girl, you do it so well. You again, you know, talking about the Grammy Awards, you got to be looking forward to going to this. Who are you looking forward to seeing down there when you're there?
I don't know if I'm going, actually. I have a show that night, and I don't know. I don't think I'm going to win, so I'd rather not cancel my show.
Well, my fingers are definitely crossed for you, because I think you're going to do great either way. Before we wrap this up, I'm curious, though, because you've worked with a lot of people. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you are looking forward to maybe in the future to collaborate with?
I don't keep a list. I don't plan for those things. All of the collaborations on this album are, you know, people that I gotten to know and that, you know, I ended up working with because of that. And most of the people I work with are people that nobody knows who they are, you know. So it's I don't keep a list. I kind of just go with the flow.
That flow has definitely made you reach the top of the charts. I want to say thank you so much for your time for this. Congratulations again. I am going to be crossing my fingers for you at the Grammy Awards and cannot wait to hear what you release next. I've always said this, that when it came down to the 90s, you really helped create that sound back then, and you're doing it again now in 2011. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.